Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
Business transformations are generally a difficult proposition, but the successful ones do things differently than most other organizations. So I'm going to talk today about the top 10 business transformations of all time. My name is Eric Kimberling. I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting. We're an independent consulting firm that helps clients through their digital and business transformation journeys. And today's top 10 list is focused on those organizations throughout time that have introduced the biggest market, operational, and digital disruptions to their industries in a way that has allowed them to transform to be more successful than they might have been before. These are companies that are driven by innovation. They're not necessarily startups. We're not focused on startups and innovative startups, although that could be a whole separate top 10 list. These are pre-existing organizations that went through some sort of major transformation to disrupt their industry and to ultimately become more successful as an organization. And those are the 10 things I want to focus on here today. Coming in at number 10 on our list is IBM. Many people know IBM. It's a very large organization. It's a company that acquired a company I used to work for early in my consulting career. And IBM originally started off doing mainframes and also personal computers later on as we got into the 80s and 90s. But over time, IBM found that the cost pressure they were under and their margin pressure they were under was really creating problems for the organization. And they saw an opportunity to diversify into services and other types of products and services. So now IBM certainly still does a lot of technology-related things like infrastructure and data and security and cloud computing, but they also rely heavily on services, and services is a big part of their organization now. And in fact, when you look at their product and service categories and lineups, it's a lot different today than it was 20, 30, or 40 years ago. And that has allowed IBM to fuel a lot of growth over the years and over the decades, and for that reason, IBM comes in number 10 on our list. Coming in at number 9 on our list is the first of two entries that are third stage clients, and that is Shell. Shell's an organization that actually started off trading shells internationally back in the 1800s, which is something I didn't know until I started researching possibilities for this top 10 list. But Shell was an organization that did import-exports related to shells back in the 1800s. And late in the 1800s, as the oil boom started, it started to move into the oil industry. And what they found once they entered the oil industry is that they were having trouble competing with Standard Oil, which was the biggest oil company in the world at the time. And so what they did is they merged with Royal Dutch to create a larger oil organization. And the rest is history, so they say. And now Shell is one of the largest organizations in the world and certainly one of the largest oil and energy companies in the world. So for those reasons and looking at how Shell transformed itself from a completely unrelated product into the oil and energy powerhouse it is today, that's enough to land Shell at number 9 on our list. In the 2010s, Walmart went through a major transformation. And by the way, this is the first of two entries that Walmart has in the top 10 list because they went through two major business transformations in their time. And in the 2010s was when Walmart had already become a large retailing powerhouse. There were thousands of locations throughout the world. And what they started to do in the 2010s, well before a lot of the retail industry, was start to transition into e-commerce and online digital retail. And so they really did a good job earlier than a lot of their competitors in trying to get ahead of the whole Amazon effect and really competing with those e-commerce only types of organizations like Amazon and Alibaba and other types of e-commerce retailers. So that was a major transition and a transformation for Walmart in the 2010s, and that's enough to land Walmart at number 8 on our list. Coming in number 7 on our list is Nike. Now, Nike is an organization that has been known for innovation throughout its history. beginning in the 1980s when they started really growing and taking off with partnerships with athletes like Michael Jordan. And they've always been well known for their product innovation, but that's not what put them in our top 10 list. What put them in our top 10 list was their ability to really transform and use digital technology to become closer to their customers. They were one of the early adopters in the consumer product space of digital technology and really creating that business to consumer relationship with consumers with mobile apps and other types of technologies, even in-store technologies. They have the Nike retail stores that use technology to create a better customer experience. So Nike has generally been very innovative with their use of digital technology. One thing to note is that Nike has had its share of challenges in adopting new technology. I recently published a top 10 failures of all time in terms of digital transformations, and Nike is actually on that list in terms of spending hundreds of millions of dollars on a failed SAP implementation. But despite the fact that they have had their troubles with technology at times, in general, they've used technology in a very powerful way. In fact, since the COVID-19 pandemic, their digital sales have doubled over that period. So all of this is enough to put Nike at number 7 on our list. Coming in at number 6 is the second of third stage clients to make the top 10 list, and that is Nucor Steel. Nucor is an organization that originally didn't sell steel in the mid-1900s, and when they eventually diversified into steel, they never looked back and they become solely focused on steel during that time. Now, what made Nucor Steel so successful here in the US where Third Stage is based is the fact that they had a very innovative business model that was very different from other steel companies at the time. So in the 60s and 70s, the United States steel companies were having a lot of trouble with Japanese imports because Japanese steel companies were able to sell their products at a much lower cost and price than the US American-based steel companies. So what Nucor Steel did is they came in and disrupted the entire market and created mini mills, or this whole concept of mini mills with lower overhead using recycled inputs and raw materials. And those are just a couple of the ways that they were able to drive the cost down. So in that time, they really disrupted the entire industry, and now they're the North America's largest steel company with over 25,000 employees. And it wasn't just the business model innovation that made them so successful. They've also been very successful in more recent years in leveraging technology to create a better customer experience and to really tie together all the acquisitions they've made over the years. They've recently hired a chief digital officer to focus solely on technology and the use of technology to create a better customer experience so that their customers, when engaging with Nucor Steel and different parts of the company that they've acquired over the years, they feel like it's a common experience and they're dealing with the same company. So for all these reasons, the business model innovation and the use of digital technology, that's enough to land Nucor Steel at number 6 on our list.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology-agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Coming in at number 5 on our list is General Electric, or GE as it's commonly known. And General Electric used to be a light bulb company. That used to be their primary product offering, and that's what they are still often known for. But in the 80s, when Jack Welch became their CEO, they went out and acquired a bunch of different companies and started really diversify and push into other higher margin types of industry that really fueled their growth. So General Electric now is better known for its financial services, its aerospace and defense, it's some of its manufacturing capabilities, a lot of diversified parts of their business. In fact, in more recent years, it's been argued that maybe they diversify too much and now they're scaling back on some of that diversification. But during the 80s and 90s, when they really boomed and grew into the big powerhouse that they are now, They were focused on merger and acquisition integration and really rethinking how they could move into new markets. And it wasn't just about going out and acquiring new companies. They had a very innovative business model and management model to really integrate those organizations into the company once they went out and bought them. So they brought in standard processes and standard ways of managing the businesses. Jack Welch was well known for putting a lot of pressure on the acquired organizations to be the best they could be and to be number one in their markets. So it was not just a matter of moving into the markets, but also integrating those companies into the business. So all of that is enough to land GE at number five on our list. Coming in at number four is Walmart, circa 1990s. You may recall that Walmart was lower on our list in more recent years in the 2010s, but the real fundamental big transformation that Walmart went through was in the 1990s when they completely transformed the way supply chains worked for retail organizations. At the time, in the 1990s, there weren't a lot of companies using ERP systems and technologies and just their leverage and their mass scale to really drive down cost. And Walmart, being a low-cost retailer, really needed to push their costs down, so they were able to be very innovative in the way that technology and efficiencies could drive their cost structure down and ultimately drive down costs for consumers as well. They completely transformed how supply chains were managed in general and how they engaged with vendors and ultimately how they provided better products to their customers at a lower price. For all those reasons, that's enough to land Walmart at number four on our list. It's hard to recall a time when Netflix didn't exist and when we didn't have video streaming and entertainment options at our mobile disposal. But back in the day when Netflix first started, they came in and disrupted an entire industry that was becoming obsolete. Blockbuster Video, for example, in North America especially, was a very popular way to rent videos, and you would physically go into a store and rent videos and bring it back 2 or 3 days later. You could also purchase videos while you were there as well. And then comes along Netflix, and at the time Netflix started, they had a similar physical distribution model that was done via mail. So it was similar to Blockbuster in that you were still renting movies, but instead of going to a store and paying for a specific title, you would pay a subscription to receive, I think it was 3 DVDs at a time, and once you were done watching it, you'd send it back, and then the next video on your list would be sent to you automatically. So it was a very innovative business model at the time, but that's not what made them make our top three here. What made them make our top three was the transition they made from the physical world of entertainment to the digital and streaming world of entertainment. They really pioneered that whole movement from physical DVDs and movies to totally streaming and online. And not just in the ways that the videos were being distributed, but also in the ways that they were producing content. They became their own producer of content over the years, and they now have budgets that rival some of the biggest entertainment firms in the world. So all of these reasons are enough to land Netflix at number three on our list. Coming in at number two on our list is Apple, which is obviously the popular company that makes laptops and iPhones and other sorts of devices. And Apple has always been fairly innovative. From the day it was founded in the early 80s, Steve Jobs had a way and a knack of creating very innovative products and really reading the market in a very powerful and effective way. But what really transformed Apple into the big top company it is today, in fact, I think it's one of the top two or three highest valued companies in the world, what really drove and fueled that growth was not the PCs and the Macintosh and the things that Apple made in their early years. What really fueled their explosive growth in more recent decades is their foray into other types of devices, iPhone being the most prevalent example. But in addition to iPhones and iPods and tablets and those sorts of things, they also totally transformed the music industry too. So now you have streaming and videos that you can acquire via services and streaming services through Apple. So they have a history of product innovation. They have a history of not just producing great digital technology, but also leveraging digital technology to run their business. And for all of those reasons, that's enough to land Apple at number two on our list. Coming in at number one on our list is Amazon, one of the largest organizations in the world and a company that has completely taken over the retail market. And the reason Amazon is number one is not just because of their sheer size, but the fact that they started off as a bookseller. They were a very niche focused service at the time, and they didn't have all the breadth of capabilities that they have now. So that's really what made them so innovative, although you could argue that even just the model of selling books online at the time was enough to land them in the top 10. What really landed them at the number one spot was the fact that they were able to migrate from just selling books, which were soon to become obsolete in and of themselves, but then selling every sort of conceivable retail product that you can imagine. So in addition to selling books and providing streaming services, music and movies and things of that nature, you can buy everyday products and that sort of thing there. They also are very innovative in the way that they interact with their customers too. They provide the Prime subscription offering, which many internally within Amazon were opposed to at the time because it was perceived to be a money loser to charge $79 for an annual subscription to receive super fast shipping. That was something that was perceived to potentially lose money, but it ultimately drove a lot more volume and sales results as a result of that. The other thing that's very innovative about Amazon's business model is their whole distribution model. They have warehouses throughout the world, and they've really used robotics and technology as a way to ship products super fast and be very efficient in the way that they distribute products to customers. So the reason Amazon's number one, in short, is because they not only are innovating and disrupting an entire industry in their business model, but they're also delivering and really driving down costs, much like Walmart did in the 1990s, but on a larger scale. So for all those reasons, that's enough to land Amazon at number one on our list. So what are the lessons here? What does this mean to you as an organization, and presumably an organization that is not among the top 10? What can you do to make your business transformation more successful, and what are those lessons that we can take away? The first is to realize that a lot of these innovations and disruptions that happen in the market aren't necessarily overnight big ideas. A lot of them are more organic, that have grown over time. Amazon, for example, is a good example. They always started off pretty innovative, but they slowly expanded their footprint of innovation and scale and growth. So that's one thing, is how can we be innovative, but also recognize that it can be an organic process. The other big lesson is that not only are these organizations thinking outside the box, but they're really leveraging and converging their people, their processes, and their technology to enable a better business model. So when you think about business transformation, it's really important to think about not just the big ideas, the big innovative ideas that get everyone's attention, but also how are we going to execute it from an operational, technology, and a people, human capital perspective. So you combine all those things, and if you can do those things well, that's going to be enough to make your organization successful in your business transformation. So I hope you found this information useful. I've included a number of downloads below that are meant to guide you throughout your digital transformation. And I also encourage you to reach out if you have questions or you ever want to brainstorm ideas related to your transformation. I've included my contact information below. So I hope you found this information useful, and have a great day.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.